everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. My name is Scott Klein, your host, and we're going to welcome back Sunil for another show. Sunil, why don't you introduce yourself real quick?
Okay. Hi, Scott. I'm a program manager with SQL Server team. I've been with SQL for the last 12 years. I'm really excited to be here.
Yep. So we just got done talking to Sunil about the cluster column store, and you're back to talk to us about what's the topic?
It's operational analytics.
Operational analytics. What is operational analytics? I mean, this is kind of a new term for a lot of us.
Exactly, it is, yeah. So operations, everybody understands. Yep. Operations mean I'm running my OLTP workload. I mean, my real user transactions that are making money for me, those are operations.
Yep.
Analytics is how do I analyze what's happening in my user transactions, right? So traditionally, what has happened is people had operations in analytics separately.
Yeah, exactly. Right? My OLTP workload.
That's right, my OLTP
right?
workload.
I'm going to go do that, and then over here, at some point down the road, I'm going to analyze that stuff, right?
And as you can see, a lot of people, what they have is their operational workload here. They need to extract the data, right? They do it like hourly basis. They can do daily basis. Sometimes they do weekly basis. I mean, as you can see, as you move forward in time, people are trying to move data as soon as it is happening,
right? ETL process.
ETL process, and then you load the data into a data warehouse, mm-hmm. right? Sometimes you may want to create a cube there, like pre-aggregate the data so that you can run your analytics, right?
Yep.
So this actually has been there for the last 20, 25 years, working fine, right?
Yep.
But as you know, the businesses are getting more agile. They want to analyze the data.
Yeah,
right away.
Yeah, this is like near real time understanding and analysis of their data.
That's right.
Yeah.
So the people are saying, well, if I want to do that, I'm going to move my data, ETL my data every 5 minutes, right? Okay, you do that. But the point is, you need to write ETL program, right? And then you need to pre-aggregate the data.
Yep.
Then you run the query. So no matter what you do, you are still behind.
Yeah.
Now, businesses are saying, I want to do real-time analytics.
Yep.
So what operational analytics is, a better term for that is real-time analytics. So that's what we're going to provide with the vNext.
And awesome.
We're really excited about that.
Real-time analysis in your operational data
store.
That's
right. So what we are going to do is that you have your application, which is operational application.
Yep.
And you just enable column store on the table. And there you go. Without changing any application, you get real-time analytics.
So I can take and apply the clustered column store to my OLTP database.
That's right. So actually, it is not cluster column store index because the data is stored in row store. So
think of this.
When you have your OLTP workload, right? Typically, you have your cluster index on the tables.
Yep.
And then you have a bunch of non-cluster indexes, right?
Yep.
That's your OLTP workload,
correct.
Right?
Yep.
And you're running your OLTP workload well, no problems, right? Now you say, I want to do real-time analytics.
Yep.
I do not want to do ETL. I do not want to create data warehouse. So what do I do? What we are saying is you throw in a non-clustered column store index. So there's a cluster column store index and a non-cluster column store index.
Gotcha, okay.
So the thing is, the non-cluster column store index was available in 2012,
mm-hmm.
but it was read-only.
Yes.
So if you had created that index on your OLTP workload, guess what?
No transaction. There's my data, I can't look at it, doggone it.
That's right. So then what we did was we made it updatable. So essentially now the column store in vNext is updatable, whether it is cluster column store index or non-cluster column store index.
Right in your OLTP data.
That's right. So now what you can do is, you say I want to do analytics on my data, you keep your B3 indexes like they were before because they are needed for your OLTP workload.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So I create a non-cluster column store index on the tables I want to do analytics on.
Oh,
right?
Yeah,
so I create non-cluster, right? And they're updatable, so everything should work fine. Now, in theory, this looks all good, right? I create a non-cluster column store index, OLTP, everything is fine.
Yeah.
Now, the trick is how do you do this with minimal impact on your operational data warehouse, workload?
Yep.
Because customers are saying, you know, analytics, real-time analytics is good. It saves me money because I don't have to do ETL and data warehouse.
Correct.
But not the expense of my operation.
Of my OLTP,
right?
Yes.
I cannot compromise the performance.
Yep.
So the question really is, how do you balance the two?
Yeah.
Right? Now, if you look at our competition, right, HANA, I mean, of course, everybody knows about HANA. HANA has HANA product allows you to do operational analytics today.
Yep.
Right? Oracle 12c came out last year, they can allow operational analytics. So a lot of our competition is doing that,
mm-hmm.
but the trick is how do you do it with minimal impact
to
on
database.
The OLTP workload,
yep.
right? So I want to show a slide to Scott.
Sure.
I think it's a very, very telling slide
Okay.
and how we do it. So let me walk you through this one.
Okay.
So what you have, do not look at the blue stuff right now. Do not look at the blue stuff right now. This is your traditional OLTP workload, right? You have B trees and you have row store tables, right?
The typical relational, your typical database, OLTP
that's
database.
Right. Yeah, this, we are just hiding this part right now, right? Okay. So everything is running fine, right? Now you say, I want to do real-time analytics, right? So I'm going to create this blue index I'm calling updatable. Updatable, non-cluster, column store index, right?
Okay.
Now, the question is, this index, unlike the green indexes, is more expensive to maintain because it is a little bit heavy-duty operation. So what can you do? So what you can do is, in in vNext, we will allow you to provide a capability. You can say that this data is hot for me.
Okay.
Okay. So it's a typical example is, like you have an order entry system, right? Like you go to Amazon and you place an order, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you place an order, it goes through the fulfillment and ultimately it is shipped and then you receive it, right?
Yep.
So what we have seen is a typical order goes through 10 to 12 changes before it becomes shipped,
right?
So that means order is hot for the first few days and once it is shipped, it is not hot
anymore.
So what you can do, you can create a column store index with a predicate. You can say, create this column store index on orders only when its status is shipped. That means the data, that you're creating column store index on is already cold because it is on the shipped order.
So if that, for example, so let me repeat back to you, right? So yeah, so I place an order. That order is hot.
That's right.
Through the time until it's shipped. So it may go through several statuses.
That's right.
A lot of people are looking at that.
That's right.
I'm going to apply a non-clustered column store index to this table, but because I've said, hey, this row is not hot, so it's not going to be, the index won't be applied to this row until it's not hot anymore.
That's right. So the beauty of that one is the hot data is like before.
Yep.
No column store index.
No column store index.
There's no compromise on your OLTP workload, and this is that, right?
So when you apply the index, you're basically saying it's like a where clause on the index.
That's
where
right.
status is
exactly,
not.
Exactly. So this is actually a filter index. That is a functionality that SQL Server had from 2005.
Yep.
So that is available filter now.
Index. Yep.
So now the key question is, so now when I do the analytics, will it only do the data on the blue side, or will it also look at the hot data? Because I want real-time analytics, right? So what happens is when you run the query, SQL Server Optimizer will figure out when it uses the index, it will not only query this, the blue part, it will also query the red part transparently to you. So you don't have to say, get the data from the blue as well as from red, right? Because for analytics, it is like the same index, and we will get the data from the hot part automatically.
Interesting.
So clearly, when you are getting data from column store and from the row store, this performance will be slower for the analytics because it is row store,
row store, yes.
But that is a knob that you have in your hand. You can say, I do not want to compromise my performance of OLTP. I'm willing to take some hit on my analytics.
Okay.
So this is what actually the operational analytics scenario is.
And that's transparent to the user, right?
It is transparent to the user, absolutely, except they have to define the predicate, right?
Correct, yes.
Now, we are also looking into, for example, in many cases, you may not have a natural predicate. You don't know. It's not an order system, right?
Yeah.
So people know that my data stays hot for 5 days. It comes in, it stays for 5 days, and then it goes to the cold state.
Yep.
So we are considering to provide a time dimension. So you can say in your column store table, in a column store index, that my data stays becomes cold after 5 days. So we can manage somehow the hot data in such a way that this is more efficient. But that is something we are working through.
Okay. But at least from the standpoint of being able to do that real-time and analytics, you
can
say, all right, I can at least, you know, whether it's time-based
or predicate-based, that's right.
Right, I can say, hey, it's hot, cold, give me the ability to query that near real-time based on certain criteria.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Whether it's time-based, predicate-based, whatever.
Right, and the time-based, as I said, is something that we're looking into. And the most interesting thing about this one is, this is the disk-based table I showed you.
Yep.
You know, in 2014, we made a significant investment in in-memory OLTP, right?
That's true.
So you can create column store index, updatable, non-cluster column store index on a in-memory table as well.
Oh, perfect.
So now what you have best of both worlds. You have in-memory OLTP technology, and you have an in-memory OLTP column store. In-memory column store.
Yeah.
So you essentially, we have married those two strong things which we have, which is in-memory OLTP and analytics.
Analytics.
And now you can get best of both worlds.
Yeah, and that's perfect, because now with the performance improvements of the in-memory OTP, and you apply index to that.
That's right. It's a winning. And this is actually a unique offering in the industry today. I mean, if you look at Oracle, for example, they have a disk-based table, and you have an in-memory column store.
Yep.
Right? Mm. We have in-memory OLTP on top of the column store. So those are the two.
Yeah.
So from your perspective as a customer, if you have your disk-based table, you have an application, you can just create a non-cluster column store index on it, and you get analytics in real time.
Yep.
If you have migrated your application to use in-memory OLTP, and you want to do analytics, you can create
column store. Start leveraging that as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's perfect. Is there going to be some, you mentioned about, you know, turning it on. Is that the flexibility to say, you know, how much flexibility to say, is that knob the, you know, determining the predicate, or is that knob just for clarification, you know, what's my granularity, what's my flexibility of saying what's hot and what's cold, right? Is it just based on the predicate? Is that knob really the predicate?
Right. So if you need to define some criteria by which we can say this data is not in column store.
Yep.
Right?
What data is hot, what data is cold.
That's right, exactly, exactly. So we need the predicate.
Yeah.
But as I mentioned, we are very seriously looking at the
time
dimension.
Okay.
Yeah, the time dimension.
Okay.
Now the interesting thing is the non-cluster column store index and cluster column store index, they share the same code. I mean, any performance gains we are doing for cluster column store index are available for the non-cluster column store.
Okay.
So we're talking about the window aggregates, we are talking about sort. All those changes are applicable to both technologies.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like,
now, and you said just kind of a for clarification, when it comes to that transparent, I'm going to, you know, for the near real time query, you know, analysis analytics, I'm going to query this and the hot. Is there really, you know, there's going to be some, like you said, some performance difference because, you know, your column store is applied to this, not here. Is there, you know, not that much noticeable difference between querying or?
So that is something that we are working on. I mean, you know, we are in CDP 2, and this is actually for us, we want to deliver this analytics performance the best we can.
Okay.
Clearly, there is a degradation, of course, right? There is a degradation, but I cannot give you the number right now.
That's fine. I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No, that's all right.
Just, you know, because you know, I think the thing is, we want to be, you know, very, you know, honest and transparent to our viewers,
sure.
Right? There is going to be some performance,
that's right.
But there is obvious performance improvements just
right.
Doing
but I
this.
Think the way I look at it is right. I mean, your OLTP workload is a money making operation. You do not want to compromise that, right? So you can say. That is the primary thing. And even if performance degrades by, say, 20%, 30% for your analytics because you have hot data, but the key thing is your analytics is running on the real-time data.
Right.
I mean, this is your real data as it is happening in the transactions, right? So the question is, would I wait 2 hours to get the analytics done?
Right.
Or I'm going to wait 1 more second to run my query and I get the data.
Sure.
So that's a key benefit.
Okay, perfect. I think this would be fantastic. Same thing, too. I think, you know, you're obviously interested in just people start using this technology, kind of their feedback.
That's right.
So we'll, again, put your email address in the description.
Please do. And I think, just try it. And we believe you can use this technology without any changes to the application. Of course, you have to create the index, but that's more like a metadata operation.
Perfect.
I'd love to hear your feedback.
Sure.
Thank you.
Awesome. Sunil, thank you for coming.
Yeah,
appreciate it. All right. Hey, everybody. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.
See ya.